If you heard us yesterday, you know we promised an interview with an Iraqi parliamentarian for today, a man who also leads one of the big militias that is blamed for much of the killings in the nascent civil war that many people see in Iraq. We are delaying that interview for a few days. We'll have it next week. But we are going to hear from the government of Iraq today, from Dr. Muwafiq al-Rubai. He is National Security Advisor to the Prime Minister. He's been a guest here before. Dr. al-Rubai, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you very much indeed. Welcome.
My country's involvement in your country, you know, was the big issue in the elections just concluded. Power is now shifting in this government because of that. How does the government of Iraq view these changes?
We welcome the appointment of Robert Gates, and we look forward to working with him. We believe that he's a man with a wealth of experience, and he's a career person in intelligence. And we have said this time and again that this is an intelligence-led war in Iraq, and we need somebody who understands the intelligence and the importance of the intelligence.
Mr. Gates is the man named to replace Donald Rumsfeld, who is resigning as Secretary of Defense. Mr. Rumsfeld has widely been known to insist on leading both the war in Iraq and the occupation of Iraq, the attempt to find a new government there, to find a new way. He's widely criticized within even the U.S. military for his efforts, for many of the policies he's insisted upon. Does the government of Iraq think Donald Rumsfeld should go? Does the government of Iraq think he has mismanaged the war and the occupation?
We have worked with Donald Rumsfeld, and what we like about him is the objective is very clear: to have a democratic, federal, free, independent Iraq, strong Iraq. How to go about this objective is that we have different tactics, different policies, different ways of thinking, and I believe the appointment of Robert Gates is going to be a very huge contribution to the new look of the new strategy, new policies, and new tactics. And see, this war we are leading in Iraq is not a classical war. This is an intelligence-led war based on gathering intelligence and analyzing this and converting them to an actionable intelligence to go after the enemy. If we get these death squad leaders and the insurgents and the terrorists, probably the violence will go down by 70 or 80% of it.
Dr. al-Rubai, the man who is going to lead the powerful Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, said on this program a couple of days ago that he thinks we should begin a withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq in 3 to 6 months. And he said that Iraq has to understand there's a deadline. I think his message is that Iraqis are not trying hard enough. Is there something else that Iraqis can do to get security under control? Is there some kind of management thing you haven't done correctly?
3 weeks ago, the Prime Minister Maliki had a video conference with President George W. Bush, and they have agreed to form a high-level official committee. This committee is going to study and review the possibility of accelerating the process of the Iraqi security forces assuming more security responsibilities. We believe that redeploying the American troops from inside Baghdad to the outer suburbs of Baghdad is going to give the Iraqi security forces the confidence in assuming more responsibilities.
Senator Levin, who I mentioned earlier, when he was talking about a redeployment of U.S. forces in 3 to 6 months, he's not talking about redeploying them outside of Baghdad. He's saying redeploy them outside of Iraq.
I certainly do not agree with that, and I don't think it's the time. The time is right. I think we have a process, what we call condition-based process. It's a gradual process. We've started it a year ago, and we probably will finish it in the next several months. So this is basically a process of handing over the responsibility of security from the multinational forces to the Iraqi security forces gradually when the conditions are right. And also, we should have the multinational forces over the horizon, if you like, so that we will call them if we get overwhelmed or if there is something untoward happen we cannot handle. We've been doing this for the last 12 months now.
Dr. Mowafiq al-Rabai, he's National Security Advisor to the Prime Minister of Iraq. Dr. al-Rabai, thank you for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much indeed for having me.